Welcome everyone to another episode of the Football Analytics and Ryan Show. And today we are going to talk about a team that has surprised all of us this season. We are talking about none other than Bayer Leverkusen, crowned as German football champions for the first time in their history. And what a way to do that. And if you didn't know, they have not lost a single game. They have played 50 games, Ella. They have not lost a single game. And they are on track to become the first team to win a European treble. Or you might say it's Europa League, but still, nonetheless, it's a European treble without losing a single game. That has never been done before. They've not lost a single game. You heard of Arsenal invincibles in the league. No, this is like in every competition they've played, they have not lost a single game. And it's not like a bunch of draws. They are actually winning games in the last minute.
I don't know how they do it, but they're doing it.
But they're doing it. You don't know. You remember we talked about this, we made an episode long back, but even then we didn't expect them to go all the way like this. We thought they'd lose a game or one or two in between. I chumma told, okay, it would have been nice, but then it is actually happening and it is completely blowing our minds.
No one actually expected them to do it. Like, honestly, we thought at some point they are going to trip up because no team does that.
Yes.
It's not possible.
Yes.
Like, okay, you can say I'm unbeaten in the league, I'm unbeaten in the cup competition or something of that sort.
Yes.
Unbeaten throughout the season at any point is a little too much. I think the Invincibles also, they were invincible throughout the season, only in the PL.
Yeah.
So this is something I think is unprecedented, and you were telling me before the recording started, they broke some 50-year-old Benfica record.
Yes, same. Like 50 matches unbeaten start. The longest unbeaten start in history. Leverkusen has it. And mind you, this team only won 2 trophies in their whole history before this season. And they're on track to win more trophies than they have ever done before. Which is like, I don't know what to describe that. It's completely absurd, or like it's like some video game. If you see their games, they're playing like it's some video game. The way they pass it around, it's like you're playing FIFA on your controller and your watch. In games, FIFA, if you played, it's okay, you'll somehow make comeback, stoppage time goals, everything will happen. But then this is in real life.
It's not possible. It should not be possible to do that in real life.
Yes,
but
it is happening. What are your views on the Leverkusen scenario?
Considering is it his second full season or is it his
This is first full season. He took charge in halfway last.
So when you consider stats like that, it's even more wild. And one of their main key players at the heart of the team is this guy called Granit Xhaka.
Yes.
Who last season was playing for Arsenal.
Yes.
The team that bottled it. Then he said it in a few interviews that I know the experience of trying to win the title and how with the last moment it all falls away and stuff like that. And I think like many of these players, like people like Grimaldo and all of that have been, how should I say, scorned all their life in a certain sense.
Mm-hmm.
As in like, Grimaldo is not a player with less talent. He's from Barcelona's academy. He's played all throughout most of Europe, in my opinion. And he's a above average player. But he has not been able to make it like big at any big name European club.
Yes.
In not in a way disrespectful to any of the Portuguese clubs, but like in a big way, in at least the modern terms, since the early 2000s. I think other than Porto, I don't think we have got any major surprises.
No. Porto is the only team out of the top 5 to win the UCL this century.
So it's very different. So people like that have come together and done the unthinkable. And when you consider that Xabi Alonso, 3-4 years back only he retired, no? 5 years maybe?
A little more than that, 2017.
Yeah, so that's like, that's 7 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, I thought 2017 was 3-4 years
ago. It's not too far.
No, because when he left only that meme spot, no, that lived it, loved it thing. That's how I remember that timeline. Am I wrong?
Correctly.
So, a dude who quit football not too long ago in his first full season as a top club manager, not like the B team, not like the youth team.
Yeah.
Coming and doing what he is doing speaks volumes about many different aspects of the club's hierarchy.
And this is coming at the same time, like a lot of these former player managers all are sucking very badly.
Fair enough.
Continuously. You see any example like that, this guy just comes in and against the criticism. Bro is...
No, that's a very valid point. Actually, these player managers that Jitu is talking about who are sucking, he means like Jurgen Klopp was not a very successful player. Julian Nagelsmann was not a very successful player. Tuchel was not a very successful player. So these people are succeeding, it's okay. But I think after Zinedine Zidane and Pep Guardiola, I think we've not had any big actual players that you will know and remember their names becoming managers actually sucking. Steven Gerrard flop, Frank Lampard flop. To a certain extent, Xavi Hernandez
Wayne Rooney flop.
Wayne Rooney, don't talk about that. I don't consider...
He's almost the same age as Xavi Alonso. Maybe one or two years older. Maybe that's
older? I thought younger.
It's almost like... Not him, Xavi Alonso. I'm thinking. It's around the same age. Now you can see the contrast in this.
That's what I was saying. It talks about the club's hierarchy so much that the club's... leadership trusted him so much to get the players that he wanted. The club's fans trusted him in his first full season to come out in those big numbers. And no matter what is happening, like, let's do it. Let's see what happens. The players trusted him. Like, his vision should have been so strong to convince so many players to join. Like, from a team that just finished second, Shaka could have chosen to just go again. Next season we'll do it. Next season we'll do it. And Shaka is not like... old. He has experience and he could have stayed in Arsenal. It's not like they would not have extended his contract if he wanted to. And he could have gone again at another shot at winning this thing. But he took a gamble on a new manager, on a team that has the reputation of never winning.
The team has never won a league. Never. Like, it's not like for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, for even 50 years, this team has never won the league in his whole existence. That is around more than 100 years.
I'll tell you, the Bayer 04 Leverkusen, 04 stands for 1904. When the club was formed, that's 120 years.
Yes.
In 120 years of its existence, this is the first time they're winning their league.
No, it is like, I don't know if you've played FIFA, you take a very crappy ass team that has never won anything and then you somehow make it them to the top of European football. That happens in a video game. This guy is like, I'm going to do it in real life. And he's doing it also. Absurd.
And he's doing it at such a great level also. I understand the Europa League is not the same as the Champions League. But you also have to remember, even though it's not the Champions League, Champions League is at least played on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Yeah.
The Europa League is played on Thursdays.
Friday.
And Friday and Saturday, they have to go back and play their league games.
Yes.
Which is psychotic.
So
psychotic.
Is this sheer number of games and still managing to be unbeaten? Now, I'd say that Roma second leg was the pinnacle of like, okay, this team is not going to lose at any cost. They were going to lose that game. They did, even if they, I think even if they lost that game 2-1, they were going to win that game. But they didn't want to lose that particular leg itself, so they equalized.
Yeah, Xabi Alonso and what is the guy, Xhaka, were doing this to all their players.
Yeah.
Which means like, maybe they didn't start off the season wanting to win everything, but once they realized, damn, we can do this, they're like, we will do this. So now it's an actual consideration for them that they don't want to lose. And this is a team when they didn't even care about the invincible tag, were not losing games.
Yeah.
So now when they don't want to lose games, they're somehow just pulling it out of the bag.
Yes.
And based on how they're playing, you can draw certain parallels with Real Madrid because at the death, when the clock is like, okay bro, let's stop, that's when they're scoring and getting back into games, which is, I have not seen many teams do that at this level of consistency, at this level of the game itself.
Yes.
Because you might win a few games, you might win here and there, but doing it at a regular pace. I'm not saying that they win every game, but they're somehow managing to pull it back at the time when they need it the most. And that, I'm not saying that they have already reached the status of a team like Real Madrid, but this shows that the team has the mentality, has the drive, has the push to do it, which is a very good thing, especially for a new manager to achieve. with a new bunch of people. And I think that is one of the main reasons why he chose to stay back also, because
yes.
he knows that he's put in so much work and maybe he wants to see if they can do better. Yes. And would it not be a wild story if they went to the Champions League next year and won it?
I'm sorry, I can't believe this itself. I don't know what expect out of
that. That's a Bundesliga fan, so yeah. Of course, I am not that deep into Bundesliga. So it seems okay to me.
No, if you don't know how impressive this is, forget they haven't lost a game. If they have not drawn one game, they would have beaten the points record, which was set by Bayern in 2013, 91 points. Now, they are on course to finish on 90 points. See, finishing 90 points in the Bundesliga, which has 4 games less than the PL,
it is like
you combine City's 100 point season and Arsenal's invincible together in the same team. That is the achievement they have achieved in the Bundesliga, or they are going to achieve, like if they don't lose, if they win the last game. They're going to finish in 90 points.
And that is psychotic.
Yes.
You have to realize Bundesliga has only 18 teams. They have 2 teams less. So like Jitu said, they only play 34 games.
Yes.
They don't play 38 games.
Yes.
So 91 points in that is...
90 points.
It's wild. It's wild.
Only thing that is happy is like they are not going to beat our record of 91 points. But still, that is the second best tally ever.
Average football fan cope. No, I understand that. But like, that is the most accurate way of trying to put it into comparison. It's like having City's 101 points and the 2004 Arsenal's invincible season in one. That is ridiculous.
Yes.
So not only are they going invincible,
yes.
but they are going invincible while also almost beating the record points tally in the league.
Yes.
Which is wild.
Yes.
Wild. If you don't understand what I'm saying, for all you highlight reels people, football edits people, what else is there? Skills compilations people and stats people, go back and watch the games also. Their games are not boring.
Yes. I am a game, not a single game.
I am a La Liga fan. I watch Barcelona. I watch crappy games in the La Liga also. But I will admit, the best league to watch for entertainment is not the Premier League. The Bundesliga is fun. It's fast paced. It's all, how should I say?
Open. Extremely open.
It's back and forth all the time. Even in the La Liga, I like the La Liga.
Yeah.
Because it feels like you're understanding it. It feels like you can learn a little bit about the game. It's a little slow paced.
Yeah.
There are the game ebbs and flows. The yes. Bundesliga is not like that. The Bundesliga takes all the bad things away from the PL and has a league, which is a very good thing.
Yes.
Doesn't have all that extra drama. Doesn't have all these controversies. Not many of them have these massive egos and all. So Bundesliga is very fun to watch. So if you haven't tried it, you should try it.
Yes.
So if you're thinking that this guy is saying bullshit, you highlight people can go back and watch his these things. What is these things?
Bayer
Leverkusen highlights of each game. If not each game, see the games that you think they would have lost or they scored in the last minute. You'll understand that they play really well. It's very attractive to watch.
Yes. No, they have never been a second best team in any game. They have been on par or better.
Against every single
every
team
single
they've faced.
Team, yes.
Which is wild.
Yes.
How can... That is what my point is. At least the Champions League you play on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Yes.
On Thursdays you play the Europa League and come back in your league and still dominate. It is very... I don't know how they've done it. Which also says that he's built a brilliant bench also for them.
Yes.
Because he has to keep rotating his squad.
Started from last year. You think this last year, people didn't notice what he did last year. He took the team from relegation battle. He took them to Europa League, his sixth position. And he did that in a matter of, let's say, 10-12 games. And on that track, last season also, they beat Bayern in the second game 2-0. This season they beat Bayern both times. Sorry, one was a draw and the second was a 3-0 beating up. And every time I think they beat Leipzig also. The only team, very only like two teams managed to draw with them. And one was Dortmund. Even that game also they were the better team.
And I know we are talking all the good things about them. But obviously with every team, the sport doesn't make perfect entities at all.
Yeah.
So there are downsides. So... we were talking before the recording, and the obvious tarnish on their legacy is people trying to claim that this treble is not a treble because it's of the Europa League, which doesn't make sense according to me, but
yeah.
I can understand a little bit.
I don't remember when was the last time a team won a treble with the Europa League. No? So I don't remember. I can't recall it. I don't think it has ever been done.
Well, Europa League teams usually are not that good.
Yeah, like
usually
it has never been done. I don't know. I think we'll check our stats and tell later. But I, as far as I remember, it has been done. If you think any team had done it before, like won the domestic cup and league along with the Europa League or UEFA Cup when it was called like that. Or the Cup Winners' Cup, anything, this thing, a treble that was not involved in the Champions League. If it has been done before, please let us know in the comments. Because I definitely don't think so it has been done.
So, that is an obvious tarnish on their otherwise brilliant legacy that they're building right now. But the other thing is, right now, they are planning the next season in the hope that none of the players are going to leave. Which can never be guaranteed. You don't know which player might want to leave, which team might want the players who are playing very well now.
Yeah.
So right now, Alonso is operating on the understanding that no one is going to leave because they've built something really special.
Yeah.
But I don't think it has ever happened that a team has won and at least a few players have not left.
Yeah.
At least one key player leaves the team after they win the title. That happens every year. Gundogan left Man City after they won the treble. It makes zero sense. He went to Barcelona. What sense does it make? But people do that because they want new challenges in life. They are like, okay, this is my goal. I want to achieve it and move on. So that is another thing that we might have to look out for next season. But considering what they have achieved so far, I don't think next season might be a problem for them. But the rest remains to be seen.
Yes.
Any other highlight points that you want to add about this specific team?
I don't know. Like, at this point, Chuma is saying like they're going to do, they might do it more. Now I feel like if they don't do it, that is going to make me feel bad.
Yeah, it'll break all our hearts.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
They played very good football. I think they deserve to do it. I don't think anybody will complain anything about this team. There's nothing wrong. I don't have anything negative to say about
it. It's like Royce and Dortmund. You can't hate it.
Yes.
You can't. Even if you try, you can't. And if you are hating it, you are just hating them for the point of hating them.
We are thinking like, imagine, I don't know what the fans of Leverkusen have been going through all their life. They have never seen something called success. And suddenly it's like...
something called success.
Yeah. It's like all your life you have been like... I don't know what...
Say it.
Yeah, I'll say in terms of bikes. Okay. So all your life you have been driving a Splendor, and one day you get a Ducati Superleggera V4. One day. And you own the bike. And you have money to maintain it also. Like, what will you think? I think that's what they're going in their mind. Or in car terms, like you are driving a Maruti 800 and next day you get a Ferrari F40. it's just absurd.
And most of these players, you might not have heard of them before this incredible this thing. Like, people who have not actually followed Leverkusen closely might not have heard of half the players. You might not have heard of Tapsoba, maybe you have. But have you heard of Jonathan Tah? You might not have. Grimaldo, you might have heard of.
I think the Prem fans would have heard of Tah. Chelsea.
Have you heard of Jeremy Frimpong before all the hype? Did you hear about Florian Wirtz before all the hype? All of these people have been there for some time now.
Yes.
Patrick Schick, he was injured, and before the Euros he was not a big name. After the Euros he became a big name, but he's been there from before that.
Euros goal 2020.
From the halfway line. Halfway line. Nathan Tella was a Premier League flop. I think he came from Southampton or something.
Yes.
Victor Boniface. Boniface might be new, but most of these players have been there for a while.
Yes.
At least more than a year.
Yes, 1 year at least.
So this is not something that he's just conjured up, a random ragtag group of people met.
He planned it.
So he's been doing it slowly, fitting in his puzzle pieces together. And now he has the whole masterpiece in front of him. I would break my heart to see him not achieve it. So...
Three games.
In my opinion,
I'm happy they won the league, at least something for them right now. They confirmed the league. I mean, if they could do this also, it would be a kit.
No, I want them to win the treble along with the Invincibles. No, these See, I know I sound like a spiteful old man saying this over and over again, but a lot of these leagues keep calling leagues that are not the English league with weird, weird names and weird, weird tags. But if you see the glories, Real Madrid has the most number of UCLs.
Yes.
Following them is Bayern Munich.
Yes.
Then comes Liverpool. And Liverpool, yes, the last time they won was 2019, and before that was what, 2006 or something.
Yes.
Honestly speaking, and for a large extent of this current century, from 2000 onwards, Premier League clubs have been irrelevant on the European stage. They've just been there for entertainment and for their fans, this thing. Yes. As far as results come, as far as records go, as far as massive players moving here and there goes, Premier League clubs have been irrelevant. Yes. Just because your media hypes it up or just because you like some club doesn't automatically make the club a big, this thing. United was good, but that was before 2004. After Ronaldo left in like 2008-9, I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
The club fell and then just kept falling. After Sir Alex Ferguson left, it's been a steady dive down. And other than how should I say, Chelsea winning it in between, City winning it in between, Liverpool winning it in between.
That's all.
And I'm not saying that is less. Yeah. But in that same period, how many times have Real won?
Yeah.
In that same period, Bayern Munich have won twice. Well, and so Bayern Munich take 10-year gaps in between winning. I'm not exaggerating. That is the truth. If you look at it on paper, that's what I'm saying is absolutely right. You can fact check me if you want. The same time, Real Madrid have won so many times. So, on the grand stage, like, I'm not saying this to belittle anyone or their tastes or likes. I'm just saying, sometimes step out of your box and look at other leagues, look at other places.
Yeah.
See what all is going on. If you thought the Leicester City thing was a wonder, people talk about it for so long. What you're witnessing right now is history in the making, which might never happen ever again.
Yeah.
It has never happened before. So, there is a very small chance it will ever happen again. So if you thought Leicester City was a fairy tale, what you're witnessing right now is I don't know what.
I don't think it will. That's what I'm telling you. You will witness a Champions League treble. You will definitely, that will happen. Okay, people thought, okay, immediately after Bayern won, 2-3 years after City won it, it happened. But this thing is, it's just rare. Usually the team in a Europa League is not as good enough to win the league. It is not, it doesn't happen. This is special. And I'm not going to accept anybody saying that this is like some hoax or something, or it's just because they played in the Europa League. That's just plain dumb.
That's because they're salty.
I have nothing more to say to that.
What else would justify people trying to discredit something so special?
Correct.
Because no matter how you put it, this is special.
Yes.
And I'm not saying I'm a huge Leverkusen fan or Alonso fan or any fan of any player in that this thing. But what is happening is genuinely beautiful, at least from a neutral fan's point of view.
Yeah.
And for people who don't like watching other leagues, maybe you can at least watch the highlight reels of what is happening right now, because it's genuinely magical.
Yes.
I sometimes put it on, like when I know there's a Bayer Leverkusen game going on, I have my alerts turned on my sofa score. Sometimes I just put it on because I want to see what is going on. It's fun to watch.
Yeah.
Bundesliga has always been fun to watch, even if the relegation teams are playing. It's not going to be people sitting back and blocking.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is the most beautiful thing.
You will see the stronger team will score a shit ton of goals. But still, this team won't sit back. They will come back for more goals.
And I'm not saying that's not a valid tactic. But nowadays, football has become so stale and monotonous. You score a goal,
sit back.
No! It was a sport. It was meant to have... People are meant to have fun watching it.
Yeah.
People are meant to have fun playing it. So yes, results do matter, but what is the point if you're playing a stupid game?
Yeah.
What is the point if you're playing haram ball?
Yeah.
And very rarely do you see haram ball being played in the Bundesliga.
Definitely.
Which is one of the best, which is one of the main reasons why you should consider watching it. So Bundesliga, this is our plug for you. Please reach out to us. Yeah, either way, that's it from my side, Jitu.
Yes. I don't think I have anything to add. We've talked everything. I think we've covered a lot of things in our previous video. This is like, we wanted to make this video because whatever we predicted is actually happening, and the sheer realization of is what meant to what we wanted to convey in this video.
If you don't realize it now, I'm telling, I guarantee you, 3-4 years down the line, you will be swiping Instagram. One day you will see some random Instagram influencer talking about what is happening today. But right now you have the opportunity of being a part of it. Why watch about it after 3-4 years and realize, oh damn, this happened in my lifetime? No, watch it now.
Watch it. Yeah. Okay.
Because it happens to me all the time. So you have an opportunity to be a part of something very special, to witness greatness. Do be a part of it.
Please.
Thank you for watching.
See you soon. Watch our all rest of our videos also. Thank you for supporting us, whoever has been consistently watching our videos till now. And yeah, bye-bye.
Thank you.